at which point he was relieved to see Medium Dave walk down the stairs, and it said a lot for the effect of Tea Time's stare that anyone could be relieved to have it punctuated by someone like Medium Dave.
"We've found another guard, sir, up on the sixth floor. He's been hiding."
Tea Time stood up. "Oh dear," he said. "Not trying to be heroic, was he?"
"He's just scared. Shall we let him go?"
"Let him go," said Tea Time. "Far too messy. I'll go up there. Come along, Mr. Wizard." Sidney followed him reluctantly up the stairs. The tower, if that's what it was, he thought — he was used to the odd architecture at Unseen University, and this made UU look normal — was a hollow tube. No fewer than 4 spiral staircases climbed the inside, crisscrossing on landings and occasionally passing through one another in defiance of generally accepted physics. But that was practically normal for an alumnus of Unseen University, although technically Sidney had not alummed. What threw the eye was the absence of shadows. You didn't notice shadows, how they delineated things, how they gave texture to the world, until they weren't there. The white marble, if that's what it was, seemed to glow from the inside. Even when the impossible sun shone through a window, it barely caused faint grey smudges where honest shadows should be. The tower seemed to avoid darkness. That was even more frightening than the times when, after a complicated landing, you found yourself walking up by stepping down the underside of a stair, and the distant floor now hung overhead like a ceiling. He'd noticed that even the other men shut their eyes when that happened. Tea Time, though, took these stairs 3 at a time, laughing like a kid with a new toy. They reached an upper landing and followed a corridor. The others were gathered by a closed door.
He's barricaded himself in, said Chickenwire.
Tea Time tapped on it.
You in there, he said. Come on out. You have my word you won't be harmed.
No.
Tea Time stood back.
Banjo, knock it down, he said.
Banjo lumbered forward. The door withstood a couple of massive kicks and then burst open. The guard was cowering behind an overturned cabinet. He cringed back as Tea Time stepped over it.
What are you doing here? He shouted. Who are you?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. I'm your worst nightmare, said Tea Time cheerfully. The man shuddered.
You mean the one with the giant cabbage and the sort of whirring knife thing?
Sorry? Tea Time looked momentarily nonplussed.
Then you're the one about where I'm falling, only instead of ground underneath, it's all...
No, in fact, I'm... The guard sagged.
Oh, not the one where there's all this kind of, you know, mud and then everything goes blue and...
No, I'm... Oh, shit.
Then you're the one where there's this door, only there's no floor beyond it, and then there's these claws and...
No, said Tea Time, not that one. He withdrew a dagger from his sleeve.
I'm the one where this man comes out of nowhere and kills you stone dead.
The guard grinned with relief.
Oh, that one, he said. But that one's not very
He crumpled around Tea Time's suddenly outthrust fist, and then, just like the others had done, he faded.
Rather a charitable act there, I feel, Tea Time said as the man vanished. But it is nearly Hogswatch after all.